Now, there's a story in Alabama, and this one is just sad and tragic. You've probably been following it a little bit, but you still can't believe it's real. A woman whose unborn baby was killed in a 2018 Pleasant Grove shooting, I'm reading from AI.com, has now been identified. Marche Jones, 27, Birmingham, was indicted by a Jefferson County grand jury on manslaughter charges. She was taken into custody, though she, Jones, did not fire the shots that killed her unborn baby. Authorities say she initiated a dispute that led to the gunfire. Police initially charged 23-year-old Ebony Jemison with manslaughter, but the charge against Jemison was dismissed after the grand jury failed to indict her. Pregnant woman and another lady get into an argument. The other lady gets out a gun and shoots the pregnant woman in the abdomen. The woman with the gun walks away. The pregnant lady is charged with manslaughter for endangering her unborn child. That's how I read it. Dana Hall McCain is on a phone line. Dana, it's John Williams. You're back on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm great. How are you today?
Excellent. You and I have talked before. You're a great resource down there for news and commentary, and that's how we used you in the past. But since this is in your state, I was just wondering if you were closer to it and could explain this to me.
Well, there is a lot that we still don't know about this case, but I can give maybe your listeners a little bit more context about Alabama law and how the grand jury arrived at this decision, as best we can tell. Alabama law attributes personhood to any human being, including unborn children in utero at any stage of development, regardless of viability.
Stop right there. So right after conception.
That's right.
Okay, keep going.
That's right. So if I am 6 weeks pregnant and I'm driving down the highway and a drunk driver hits me and kills me, that's homicide times two.
Homicide. Homicide. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And criminal homicide, you know, has several different, it's a spectrum. You've got murder, you've got manslaughter, you've got criminally negligent homicide. But, you know, the standard for homicide is when a person commits criminal homicide, if they intentionally, knowingly, recklessly, or with criminal negligence cause the death of another person. And so what we saw in this case with Marche Jones were police officers in the initial days after the incident saying to journalists in Alabama that Ms. Jones, the pregnant woman, was the one who initiated the physical confrontation and pressed it, and that Ms. Jemison was pinned, I think, in her vehicle and was scared, was, in the words of one law enforcement officer, losing the fight. She was being beaten, I think, somewhat aggressively, and she did finally pull a firearm and discharge that firearm. So now, there's some...
If
go
I
ahead,
may,
you have a question?
Well, yeah, so is that seen as almost akin to the Castle Doctrine? Is that regarded as a legitimate defense for her own safety then?
I think that is exactly how the grand jury viewed it. I think they must have, based on the testimony of those officers and perhaps Ms. Jemison herself, believed her claim of self-defense.
Yeah.
And why she discharged the firearm.
Okay.
Now, a couple of interesting things have come out just in the last couple of days with regard to this case and those grand jury proceedings. Now, we know that grand jury proceedings are secret, and so you don't know exactly what went on there. But I did see one report today that indicated that Ms. Jones, the one who was ultimately charged with manslaughter, was not called to testify before that grand jury. So we don't know for sure that they heard all sides of the story about the conflict. Certainly the testimony of the officers that we've seen in press accounts would indicate that Ms. Jemison was legitimately acting in self-defense. But I guess to the credit of Ms. Jones and her legal counsel, I guess an argument could be made that those grand jury proceedings were somewhat flawed and that she was not called to testify there.
So the grand jury hasn't heard her side of the story. I guess the point of a grand jury, though, is just to see if there's sufficient evidence to go forward with the criminal case. So maybe a jury would sort this out, but you'd think the grand jury could stop the proceeding without having to go that far if they had at least heard from her. That's odd.
Possibly. And, of course, now it has moved on. Now that the district attorney in that part of Jefferson County has the indictment, she has prosecutorial discretion. She can choose to prosecute the case. She can decline to prosecute, or she can choose to prosecute for a lesser charge if she thinks a charge of manslaughter is too much, given the facts of the case, once she has reviewed it herself. So we still don't know that Marche Jones will be prosecuted under this indictment. It will really all depend on the opinion of this particular district attorney.
The baby was lost. How's Marche Jones doing, the woman that was shot?
I think she is in fine health today. She is the mother of another child, a six-year-old little girl, and I've seen nothing indicating that she has any residual health issues as a result of the shooting.
Right. I got to tell you, the more you talk, the more sense this crazy case makes, right? For instance,
yeah.
If you think, why wasn't the woman that pulled the trigger prosecuted, but she's trapped in her car, she's getting the snot beat out of her, she fears for her health. I think she, you know, maybe hit a 5-pound penny with a 10-pound hammer, but you have the right to defend mm-hmm. yourself with a gun, so that explains that. And then why, you know, you shouldn't be picking a fight with somebody if you're 5 months pregnant, knowing that that might harm the child. But it's amazing to me that the conversation there isn't regarding her as a victim, though. She is pregnant and was shot in the abdomen, and she's charged with manslaughter.
The conversation here very much is hinging on that. There is a lot of pushback from women's rights advocates, both within our state and outside our state, who just see this as a complete miscarriage of justice for her to be eligible to be charged for anything when her child was the one who died. I view that somewhat differently, though, because let's go back to the drunk driving episode. If I, as a pregnant woman, got inebriated and got behind the wheel of a car and had an accident that was ultimately fatal to my child in utero from the impact, that is recklessly, knowingly, and intentionally endangering the life of my child. And if that is the standard for criminal homicide in this state, I don't understand why mothers are any less criminally liable than any other person for the harm that might ultimately come to the unborn child.
I guess all of this is a logical extension of, if you believe at conception, that is a being with the same rights as the mother or the father of that child, and your state clearly does. This Illinois mm-hmm. is quite the opposite of that, and maybe that's my problem. I'm not there. I don't think that way, and my community, the people in Illinois and Chicago, don't generally think that way. But if you do,
right.
then this crazy case makes perfect sense then, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm confident in saying that the great majority of Alabamians do believe that that unborn children are people and should receive some protection under the law. And I think certainly if you extended this out, let's say, you know, this had happened to a woman who was 7 or 8 months pregnant and the child is fully viable, and through someone else's negligence, her child dies, or through her own recklessness or negligence, her child dies. And we all know that had she gone into premature labor that very day and had the child, would have probably been healthy and survived and fine. That kind of, I think most people can get on board there with saying, well, to be reckless and endanger that child is just unconscionable. That's not right. That's not who we want to be as a society. But it does become a little more of a hill to climb philosophically with people as you go further backward in the pregnancy and get back behind the date of viability.
Right, or if you imagine that the person that you're charging is the mother, it just, you know, my first clever thought about this was you're treating that lady, that person, like some sort of incubator that the state runs and not treating her as a victim. If, for instance, somebody shoots and somebody and the woman's pregnant and the child dies, I think we all are angry at the shooter, right? If it was a random shooting or just a burglary gone bad or something like that, we appreciate the double tragedy that would represent wherever that child is in its development. But when it's the mm-hmm. mother that you're talking about, it's just a little harder to comprehend. For instance, answer this. What is your state's view on fetal alcohol syndrome? If a child is born with that, do you prosecute the mother?
We do have a chemical endangerment statute that really was passed as a response to the epidemic of methamphetamine use in the state of Alabama. We were seeing so many children who were dangerously and criminally exposed to harm in meth labs in homes and also in utero from women who were using and were suffering real disability and horrible physical consequences as a result of that. Yeah. So, yeah, there is a standard there. There is a precedent there for seeking criminal prosecution of women and men who knowingly chemically endanger children, both in utero and fully born.
Okay, the story's not over yet because they haven't decided how they're going to prosecute it, but it has gone through the grand jury to the prosecutor, and now that person's going to make a decision. Dana Hall McCain. Are you at AI.com? Is that where we read you, Dana?
It's AL.com, and yes, that's right.
AL.com, as in Alabama. What a coincidence. AL.com.
There you go.
continued success to you down there. You're always a very helpful commentator to us up here. I'm going to call you again, Dana.
Sounds great. Thank you, John.